Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy and the new Kia Niro. Pat Cummins is not only one of Australia's premium fast bowlers, he is globally one of the premium fast bowlers. They're on the eve of another T20 World Cup. They've got South Africa in the opener on Saturday night. We've got him just before he's heading to the first tee in Abu Dhabi for a well-earned day off. Pat, welcome to Sports Day.
Hey, boys. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty well. What did you make of last night?
It was a good hit out. Against India, always tough to play them. Unfortunately didn't get the win, but I think a lot of players got quite a bit out of the practice game. I know it was my first game in 4 or 5 months, so I was itching to get out there and felt really good. So moving on to Saturday now against South Africa.
Pat, what'd you take away from the warm-up game regarding the wickets over there? We've seen different tournaments, spin to win. We've seen pace bowlers bowling slower bounces. What was your big takeaway? What'll be effective?
Yeah, it's potentially a bit hard to judge just because it's an outground. I know there'd been quite a bit of training on it, so it was a little bit tired. But there's two games on most days. It's a afternoon game and a night game, and I think. The way the wickets play in those two scenarios are quite different. The day's pretty dry. So, you'll see the slow ball bounces and the, maybe a bit more spin. Or else, the night game's a bit dewy and ball skids on. So, might be a bit more, the scoring might be a bit more free.
What are we expecting from the Australian batting lineup? It always gets talked about. We've almost had a host of openers bat in the top six. We look like we've got some more specialists in the side. We've even had the wicket keepers down at nine still batting. Are we going to roll with a long, long batting lineup?
I think the way, the ability for people like Maxwell, Marsh, Stoinis, having the benefit that they can bowl overs provides that opportunity. So we'll see. We don't know the makeup of the side yet, but I think what you will see is, a batting lineup that's chockers full of talent, and T20 is a format not for the fearless. You want to go out there, you want to make an impact in the game straight away, and potentially with a couple of extra batters, it gives those openers up the top a bit more of freedom to take the game on. So expecting big things. Everyone's hitting the ball beautifully.
Aussie fast bowler Pat Cummins joining us on Sports Day. Jimmy, the most time you would have spent away with teammates on a regular basis would have just been an overnight trip, right? You'd play on a Friday night.
Yeah, or a training camp
for a week. I'm interested, Pat, a trip like this in Abu Dhabi, how do you go personally, living away from home and spending most of your time in hotel rooms? I assume there's guys that want to annoy people in their spare time. I assume there's guys that just want to stay away from everyone in their spare time. Paint us a little picture of the team dynamic.
Everyone's a little bit differently. Does it a bit differently, but to be honest, for especially the experienced guys here, it's part of life. You get used to it. In a busy year, you might spend 9 or 10 months on the road in hotel beds. So, everyone's got a bit of a routine. I think you try and bring some normality to life inside a hotel and a bubble. Like today, we're able to get out and play golf. It's not all too bad. This is one of the easier tours. Got everything around us that we could need. It's a month long and it's a World Cup. You wouldn't want to be anywhere else. So
yep.
Some of the tougher tours are the ones that go for 5-6 months.
Well, one of the big personality types, especially on the field, James Pattinson, always enjoyed his work. Even when I used to roll down and watch him play at the Junction Oval, he was always fun to watch.
Yep.
Did he surprise you with his retirement around the group?
Yeah, going to miss Big Jimmy. I kind of knew in the background, he's battling away with, he's been battling away with his body kind of his whole career. So, it's disappointing to see just because I know, how good he is. But unfortunately, he's, won't be there for the Ashes going forward. I love playing alongside Jimmy, just a supremely talented bowler and just a teammate you love running alongside. Lifts everyone around him. So great that he's, still going to be playing cricket. Going to miss him. He's a beauty.
You said it's good fun, World Cup, but there's some good fun coming around the corner. Home Test Series, the Ashes. couple of shorter balls to the Poms when we roll into them, just even in the T20, just to let them know you're in the area?
I might save them up. But yeah, we can't wait as well. It's absolutely buzzing. Like, this is, yeah, could be the best few months of your cricketing career. It's, World Cup into an Ashes doesn't get much better than that. And yeah, especially in a home Ashes series, you know, hopefully big crowds turn out. Yeah, we just can't wait. We feel like it's, you know, team's in a really good place. Lots of guys in the prime of their career, so all set up for a big series.
You mentioned a couple of months. So you got the T20 World Cup, the Ashes, and it feels like we're preparing for another T20 World Cup. How does that go with the planning of this one? Or is it just purely focused, let's knock this one over, and it could be a completely different squad in about 18 months' time?
Yeah, I mean, all the planning's been really specific to, yeah, I guess this, you know, this World Cup. 12 months ago, we kind of knew that it was going to be here or India. And yeah, you know, it's been really specific to here. Haven't really looked too far ahead. I know, obviously, the next one's in Australia in about a year. So yeah, get through this one, make any adjustments if we have to. But I'd be surprised if the core of this squad wasn't there next year.
You mentioned the adjustments. We're ranked number 7 in T20. It hasn't been our strongest suit while we've been going really well at tests and one day. What is the big adjustment that we need to do to get a better result at this World Cup?
I think, personnel is going to make a big difference. We've got a really, full strength squad here. Whereas in the past, I think a lot of the series have been, you know, just before, just after, you know, big one day or test series, and you get various players that might be missing or rested or injured. So I think having everyone here available is a huge, huge plus. And I think, you know, I look around the side, you've got some world-class match winners here that have done it for IPL teams, BBL teams. I think it's just bringing it all together. All clicking here for Australia. And yeah, I'm really confident. I think, we're much better than, our results suggest. And, I know the boys kind of want to make amends for a few of those, results.
Yes, and we would like you to as well. No doubt about that, Pat. Hey, Pat, I remember hearing from you earlier in the year saying that you thought there was no reason why a fast bowler couldn't be a test captain. And I'm sure you've read articles or heard a bit of commentary around that you're in the conversation, in the frame. Can I just ask, have you naturally found yourself developing your leadership skills in the last 12 months in preparation for something like that that could arise?
I think I've been exposed to a bit more. Just being vice captain over the last couple of years is, you know, puts you closer to conversations with the captains and the coaches and, you know, senior players. And yeah, I think the other part of it as well is I think it's my 11th or 12th season kind of with Australia. So
yep,
naturally you assume a bit more of a, yeah, kind of responsibility when you play more. So I feel like I've learned a lot and developed quite a bit over the last few years.
And last serious one from me. We've all been talking about Dave Warner's struggles recently, mainly in domestic T20. I know he had a golden duck the other night. I'm so fascinated by this in that batsmen go in and out of form quite regularly, and that's just by virtue of being a batsman, right? I assume bowlers go out of form as well. Now, when batsmen go out of form, they find themselves getting out more easily earlier in their innings. What happens to you, Pat, if and when you do have a form slump?
Yeah, it's similar. A lot of the time, there's nowhere to hide. If you feel like it's not coming out as well, you've still got to bowl plenty of overs. But I think it's probably more benefit for bowlers in that you do get the opportunity to keep going.
Yeah.
You might be hitting the ball beautifully, you just haven't got the runs to show for it, and it kind of starts compounding. Whereas, yeah, bowler, you can kind of work it out as you go. You get plenty of opportunity to, to find form, you know, on the ground, out in the middle. I think that's part of experience. The more you play, you do find those different options to get yourself out of those form slumps, just like a batter. But yeah, I've always found it. One benefit of being a bowler is you kind of can get over it pretty quickly out in the middle.
Now, I assume Dave's going to be one of those guys joining you at the golf course. Any banter flying around about if he pulls one into the water, just relaying it back to his recent form slump?
I might leave that one out, but there's enough.
Who would be the one to deliver that sort of banter? Maxwell, I assume.
Someone who's very brave and out of swing range of Davey, but don't worry, there's plenty of ammo, enough for the boys. So it's it's not a very it could be a hostile golf course for a couple of hours there if the boys are on.
Okay, before you leave us, your biggest strength as a golfer and biggest weakness?
Oh, strength, I can swing hard. Weakness, irons, chipping and putting. Doesn't leave much, does it?
No, it doesn't. I'm really looking forward to seeing and hearing about how this round goes. Pat, great to have you on, mate. We don't get to speak international cricket as much as we'd like to. That's mainly because you guys are always very busy and overseas. But it's great to catch up. We're looking forward to having you back on our shores for the Ashes, and good luck in the T20 World Cup.
Great. Thanks, boys. Chat soon.
Pat Cummins there. Aussie fast bowler, absolute star. You can just see why he's been talked about as next captain. Natural, insightful, gives his opinions.
Skilled. Good speaker, as you said.
How do you go on the golf course?
It used to be handy. You just don't have much time to play anymore, and no one's been able to do anything for 2 years. So how do you reckon most people have been going?
That's a pretty good summary, James. Yeah. More sports after this.